the OTB Podcast Network.
OTB AM. This is OTB Sports Radio.
I'm delighted to say we're sticking with Gaelic football and we have two inter-county managers with us. Anthony Cunningham and Ryan McMenamin are both with us this morning. Gentlemen, you're both very welcome. Anthony, if I can start with you, officially allowed to gather people again for training sessions with specific fixtures in mind and the edge of the championship upon us. It must have been a pretty exciting last 24 hours.
Yeah, I suppose we can't wait to get going there tomorrow night. We go back training there tomorrow night. So, yeah, we've been in contact with a lot of the guys there in club championship for the last couple of months, and it's great that they got a run into a county championship. So, yeah, there we have everybody bar the county finalists, which are eight players there involved next weekend between intermediate and senior, and after next Sunday we have everybody. So. Yeah, it's a short run in though, and hopefully injuries will be maintainable at a level that allows everybody to train. You know, that's the difficulty coming off club championship as well. But looking forward to it really, and I think the players are as well.
It's going to be the most heavily planned individual training session of all time. You've had 7 months to plan for it.
Absolutely. It's all about getting more football into the guys now, sharpening up their game and working on, you know, where we left off. Obviously, we would have been working on, you know, certain aspects of our game, and we continue with that. And for us, it's preparing for two league matches, which are vital. They're very quickly now going to come up on us. Middle of October, we travel to Armagh, and the Sunday after, we travel to Cavan. And we don't have a first round this year against London, so it's middle of November for us against Mayo or Leitrim.
Nice three handy fixtures to look forward to. Two away games to Ulster teams, and then probably more than likely Mayo. So that's about as short, sharp shock as you can expect, and no real time to try anything new. Ryan McMenamin, from your perspective, what is the main concern about getting people back out onto the playing field? Because there must be a huge temptation to try and jam in a load of work. But obviously, from a sports science perspective, that's not really the best way of going about things.
No. I think we sat down this weekend. I know with Fermanagh, even with 20 clubs, we still have 10 clubs involved in the club championship. So we probably only have about 14, 15. So we're probably going back tomorrow night as well. And looking, I know the lads have come off a club championship, and likely as well, some people are going to be in a high, some people are going to be in a low. And usually, I think they'll enjoy themselves or commiserate it, you know. So look, you can probably go at it, and you would just, as Anthony was saying, it's more just about getting the football and more getting the sharpness of the players and just trying to get them up to a level where we can train consistently, because if you are tied with the 32 in the panel, you can't really expect that you can go with high intensity all the time, because if players start breaking down or if a player takes an injury or whatever, and with the shortened season, I think that's his season over. So we have to be mindful of that there, and we have to be mindful of the players, and I think that's why we're probably trying to have a soft landing for the lads coming in. So we're probably going to probably not start ramping it up to next week, you know. So we're going to ease boys back in it as much as possible.
Go on, sorry.
Sorry, Gerard. Ryan, how high is that ramp? And you talk about ramping it up, like from, say, the latter stages of a club championship in Fermanagh to actually inter-county level. How much work do you suspect there is to be done with the players?
Well, we've been keeping an eye on them, and with the GPSs, and the boys have been loading up their weekly totals, so we kind of have an idea where each player is at, you know. So again, you're going to have different players at different levels. You're going to have players coming back off a junior championship, or players coming off an intermediate. It's going to be played at a different level than a senior championship. And then I think we all know when you do go up to inter-county, the level just is a way above of all club championships, and it's just about monitoring the whole thing. And we probably like to think we have about, I know we have two league games, we're away to Clare and home the Leash, so we'll be looking even to build up on that there. And we've down on the first week of November, so we'll be hopefully having the boys hopefully going well by the second league game, you know. So we're going to have to we do have to, you do have to take the players well for her in case, and that's what we're asked for. It'll be hopefully in the October time we'll be starting really rampant.
Yeah, Anthony, that's it. Like that whole kind of notion of making sure that everybody's ready for the championship. You've got to make sure that they're ready for the league games as well, because there's so much riding on the league. From your perspective, are there lessons about this shortened pre-season that we can take into whatever next year might look like?
Oh, definitely. Look, probably you were stuck on something maybe, and you thought it was probably the right thing to do. I know I was chatting to Matty Donnelly recently, and the two of us were chatting about it, that even in times gone past, they were saying that an inter-county season, if you were knocked out in June, you were kind of going, oh, it's a short season. But in all fairness, you were out from November, and that's maybe 8 months. Like, that's 7.5 months you're probably out. And I'm sure Anthony will tell you, people, they talk about the inter-county game being great, and there's no fun stuck in the middle of a training session in the middle of December. And the sleet and the rain coming off you, you know, and you do kind of wonder to yourself maybe what's it all about. But probably I think a lot more probably can be learned is that you can trust the players more. Like, I think we were always of the opinion that the players come and they look after themselves, and probably that we can monitor them from afar and they can do the stuff. And this, with the shortened season, it's good for the club and it's good for the county, and it's probably good for the players as well. And but if the players can know that they're that the emphasis is on them to get themselves shape in good shape this year, and it puts more on them, and it leaves less work for us to do.
Mm. Yeah, for me, it's I think we've learned quite a bit from the way the club championship has been run this year. I think it probably will go to a split season. Whether the county gets, you know, to play until July, and then there's 3 or 4 months that's concentrated for the club. You know, the feedback is that club players like that, and county players also like that. As Roisin has said there, it's a defined season. You know, going from a November, December time frame to the following, you know, summer is difficult. I think April doesn't work. While it's a club month, you know players still train with their full eyes really on county during that month. So no doubt it has to be. I think results on the day as well for clubs. I think clubs has been very drawn out. Replays, appeals, you have it. whereas county setups now, have looked in the backdoor system, have looked for result on the day. I think all games have to go that way now. It's just a pity from our point of view that there isn't a second bite of the cherry in the football inter-county championship this year, because there could have been a play there for you know, why do we need the two league matches? Why can't we have everybody get two championship matches this year? But I think that we have to, as an organisation in the GAA, get the balance correct, and get results on a day and have a defined season. There's more interest in that. There's more interest from players. And as Roisin had said, there's science and, you know, GPS track and knowing the loads that players have and what to get to. We monitor that every week. So that's we lessen our injuries by doing that. So I think sports science has helped us on that angle.
Yeah, and it really feels like the season is reaching a crescendo now on so many different levels, because like it kind of feels like a big tournament year in the Premier League or something, Anthony, where you're watching players play for their club and then wondering, will they get into the international team? It kind of feels the same way, I'd imagine, from your perspective, watching players play for their club over the last few months and identifying potentially new players for the inter-county setup. I'm not sure if that's something you've done, where you've actually used the championship as a ground to actually look at potential new players.
Yeah, we definitely have picked up two or three players in the club championship. One or two would have been probably in the county scene before, or maybe had long-term injuries but have come back. So that has been most welcome. Whether the GAA decide to go county first and then club, I think defined seasons, and they've been shorter, and having the proper number of games, but still. Not the drawn out point that Roisin has talked about there, in going back in November, December, and having a long, long wait. It's pre-season tournaments, clashes with third level colleges, etc. So, yeah, it's time for change, and I think the GAA will get to that, hopefully. But okay, there's also the commercial aspect of it. They do need to be games to keep, because it's a large industry, and that point is very prevalent, particularly with the lockdown that we've had. There's a lot of people tied up in the GAA, and full time coaches and full time staff, and it's a difficult one to get right, but I think they will change and keep the game at the highest level.
Yeah, Ryan, before this all happened, I know you hadn't been fully on board with the way that the two-tier championship was evolving. The two-part season, I think, as Anthony points out, it seems like there's an unstoppable momentum behind that. So we will see a split season, and most people are in agreement with that. But that conversation about what happens with the inter-county season, what it looks like after that, that kind of hasn't happened. That's kind of like, oh, we'll kick that part of the can down the road for the moment. What would you like to see in a shortened inter-county season? What should that season actually look like?
Look, I think everyone has different. I think everyone has different views of what they want. You know, I think we're probably of the opinion, and I know in Fermanagh, whatever, that we had like a shot at the Sam Maguire. Now whether we're going to win it or not, it's another thing. But we'd feel that maybe that every county deserves at least one shot at it, anyway, and that they have to go on a runner. I know if you're asking, it's for the people in the that supporters are actually watching it. You know that if they feel that they're going to go to a tier two, I know whenever Fermanagh played Tyrone, even in the McKenna Cup, you could get 5,000-6,000 people at it, because people want to come out and they want to see the big teams, they want to see the big players, and they want to see the big names in football. And Fermanagh's no different, that they want to play against the top teams. And I'm sure that I know any time when we at training with Fermanagh or going up to big league matches, like for example we played Roscommon, we were lucky to get a win, but the lads knew Roscommon were one of the top 8 teams in the country, and probably that week at training was the easiest week you could ever have, because the lads knew that we were playing a top team, and they wanted to go out to prove themselves against the top team. For me, the discussion, I'd say, look, it's probably going to be out of my hands, or it's going to be out of the players' hands. I think probably they will go probably with the tier two. Now, if they do, they do, and it's just I'd like to see a structure on it, you know, to see what way it is going to be worked, because I think there has to be more discussion on it, but if we'll get that opportunity, I'm not too sure.
Hopefully we can start having those conversations and getting those opinions out there, because that's the way it'll happen, where somebody comes up with a good idea and support rallies behind it, unless they've just decided that the previous options, which were designed for an entirely different world and an entirely different calendar, are going to somehow be shoehorned into the split season idea. Anthony, Roscommon are obviously one of those counties that would occasionally have been in tier two, more recently very defined a tier one county. But, you know, history suggests that there'll be an element of time where in the cycle things aren't going great, and then there'll be another element of time where things are going great. So I'd be very interested to hear what you think the structure should be to get the most out of all counties and to give them a crack at something meaningful over the course of the summer.
I'd agree with Ricey there. I think everybody has to have, and everybody has to play in the Sam Maguire. I don't see a reason why that shouldn't be. The question is, for the development of second-year teams, if there are second-year teams, but for the development of other teams that maybe need extra games during a summer campaign while the Sam Maguire goes on, or if they're knocked out of the championship earlier, I think that should be there. It's all about development, and it's only with games and a competitive environment that other teams can get better. But for sure, I don't think we can ever have a tier championship without everybody having a right to play for the top prize. We have to be able to help other counties and including the Roscommons and all other counties that are building, because the top four or the top two or the top one, we'd be at Dublin presently, or maybe two would carry. We'd get too far ahead. We have to have proper planning in it. But I think everybody has got to play and have the right to play for the Sam Maguire. And then it's all about development of can we have a proper championship then to help other teams.
Is there a forum for you two to have a voice in this? I think it might be important for somebody who's at the coalface to be able to articulate a view that's heard at central level when it comes to this, as opposed to the central commission, the central committee, who obviously was supposed to be representative of all the different bodies. But like currently, is there a forum you feel like there is some way for you to contribute to this debate?
Yeah, good point. I don't think there is. I'm not definitely involved, but I know most intercounty managers are involved. But that's the one thing I think that they have to look at. And no disrespect to the administrators of the game. A lot of them probably are a bit removed from the needs. We talked about their development and load on players and split seasons. And I think there's a lot of different angles that say Ricey would have there. Maybe they'd have a few. And there's loads of others that are very knowledgeable that should be heard. And it's a proper point, Gerard. Yeah, definitely.
One last thing on this. We've seen, obviously, the amount of money that is associated with running teams has become a theme. It was a central theme of the Director General's report last year. It was kind of one of the main takeaways was this is, a huge expense and we need to rein those expenses in. And then obviously there was a row with the GPA on the back of that. What would a curtailed spend mean on a day-to-day basis for an intercounty manager, Anthony?
Yeah, it's difficult. Again, they're just thrown out as well. Not a lot of discussion on them, to be honest. But for us in Roscommon, there's almost half the panel who live or work in Dublin. So there's a large travel bill, there's no doubt. And now there's restrictions on the numbers they can travel in a car. And they've got to come probably on their own to training. So it's unlike maybe other larger cities. It's probably similar in Fermanagh, but they're probably in other counties as well. And there's a larger travel bill for some counties. Which needs to be taken into account. You know, if you're a Galway or a Limerick or a Cork or you're attached to larger cities, most of the players are in that county, and it just because the demographics of Roscommon, a lot of the players and a lot of the younger players now are going to college in Dublin and inevitably finish up working in Dublin. So for us, there's a large travel bill, and that's a restriction if it's going to be there's X amount of money for travel, which they're entitled to, and I agreed with the GPA. So it isn't one cap fits all for sure. But for us, backroom team, it should be okay. The numbers on the panel, you just can't run it with 32-34 in my view, because with injuries, you do need, you start off, you need three goalies, you definitely need backup with injuries and coming off a club championship and a shortened season, you definitely have to have a call on bigger numbers.
Because that was one of the things mentioned last week, Anthony, wasn't it, that they will allow 32 players on a squad, but funding and how much onus is taken upon expenses, that'll then go on to the county boards to pay the expenses beyond the 32. I think that's what you're getting at there, is it?
Hey, absolutely, yeah. So, county boards will say now they've no funding really because they've got no revenue from club games, maybe some revenue from the live streaming. It's difficult. It's more certainly will be difficult, but sensibly, I think the GAA can't say here, that's your budget and the same to the county who sits right beside you. They'll have to forensically look at the amount of travel and the amount of spend that historically has been built up in a proper fashion.
Yeah, and look, a progressive approach to that should actually be possible given that there's a lot of information, there's a lot of data now available in terms of how many people you have travelling and the mileage. So a county like Roscommon might be punished much more than another county if mileage was to be cut and all of a sudden you have players making the decision, actually, you know what, it's not really worth my while or I can't make it to training. Ryan, I did want to ask you the question about everybody competing for the Sam Maguire. This is one of those years where there's suddenly a bit of doubt. We don't know what Dublin are going to look like. We don't know what Kerry are going to look like. All of a sudden, there might be a possibility for a team to get a bit of momentum, go on a bit of a run and knock off some of the favourites. So I don't know if you've had that chat yet with the Fermanagh lads, but they must surely be dreaming that the winter pitches, the weather, that's all a bit of an equaliser.
It is, and I think it's probably it's one of them things that if you do go on a run, and probably if you look, even looked at Ulster club football at this time, it's usually a bounce of a ball that usually sorts it out, and usually, as you said, the elements is a great equaliser. Look, we haven't had the discussion with the players yet, and we haven't got them in. We've let the players enjoy the club championships is what they're meant to do. But I think all round, just chatting to different people in round, maybe from Donegal or Cavan, they are looking forward to it, football, because I think they do think it is a chance that they will catch it, that a lot of player teams will be caught out because I agree with Anthony on that maybe we should have had a second bite at the cherry. I think it probably could have been worked if we really wanted to, because even if you looked at the, even with the Saturday night games being streamed, or even with on Sundays, or even I know in Throne they've been immensely popular. I know a Friday night game, they've been immensely popular in Throne, but I definitely do think there is, no one knows what Dublin or Kerry is going to be like. There will be a lot of teams in that second tier, like the likes of Donegal, the likes of Throne, will probably fancy their chances that this is their year. And it only takes one or two injuries out of any team maybe to disrupt it. And as you know, coming in after a club championship, anything can happen with injuries wise. A player can go back to first night and pick up a knock, and it could set you off. But look, as we always said, and the Fermanagh fellas know this, probably when Fermanagh are probably at their best, maybe when no one's expected of them, and especially in a one-off game, there'd be no one to prove a few shocks, you know. But I'm conscious that Paddy Talley is probably thinking Downer are in the exact same boat when they went on a run in 2010. So to me, I think it is open, but it is going to be hard to look past the top four, top five teams. And you probably go back to Anthony's point there of development. The way probably the system's set up now, it's the strong's always going to get stronger, like the Super 8s. The Super 8s is going to make the top teams always play better. Like, because if you're playing a top team every July, you know you're always there, and you're playing Dublin at least twice a year, three times a year, you're definitely going to get better. And I know Malachy O'Rourke made that point when I was chatting him one time, that he says it's probably the place you want to be, in the playing, training in the middle of July and knowing you have three championship games. And he says you're only going to get better. And like for putting us into a tier two where you're going to play, you're not going to have an opportunity to play the better teams, you're never going to get better. You're only going to get at the same level as you're playing at. So there's a lot of points in there, and I know I've drifted from your point, but I do actually probably in this year there is a great opportunity for teams. And look, it will all depend on the players and the injuries. And if each team gets a good run of injury, keeps everyone free from injury, you could see a lot of upsets.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it now. Great to have you both with us this morning. Enjoy the return of the training sessions, and always thoughtful stuff from both of you. Thanks a million, lads.
Okay, thank you.
OTB AM. This is OTB Sports Radio.
That was an OTB Podcast Network presentation.